Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Gets the award for lifting the spirits this week, announcing they have a vaccine that's 90% effective just as we surpass 10 million coronavirus cases. And there are some strict orders that are being leveled across the United States in some of the nooks and crannies, including in Utah, in that great state where the governor was forced to have a mask mandate because of how many cases there are and how many people have died in a short amount of time with the hospitalizations up, even in public, even with 6 feet of social distancing, you must mask up unless you are, of course, with your family in your home, that kind of thing. And that's really what they hope the people of Utah will do, to do everything they can to not see these infections continue to rise. That's just one story. What's your story, America? Hey, hey, happy as always to be here as the captain of this ship, Kate Delaney. And remember, you can always flip me your thoughts by going to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And so many of you have post-election and what's now happened with the virus and the announcement of what's happening with specifically Pfizer, and what does that mean, and how quickly would people get the vax, and how safe is it, and everything else in between. But boy, it has been a insane 2020, hasn't it? Certainly didn't start that way, but it ended up in a much different state than we thought spring was going to be, summer was going to be. And now in the fall, coming out of it, perhaps that good news that we'll see the tide turn in our favor, not just in the U.S., but for all our friends around the world as well. So let's just say I am cautiously optimistic. Is this a COVID miracle, this 90% protection? And, you know, warp speed, it's interesting. Pfizer said, well, we weren't part of warp speed when they announced what had happened. When the CEO announced it, he was quick to say that, because, of course, it's all going to be about protocols and what's safe and what does that mean, etc. There are some fallouts from the election, including a firing on Twitter, and we'll talk about that, too, as we go down the lane here for this hour of the show. The tail end, we're going to lift you up. Jeremy McNally, my pal, has a great offering, meaning what can you do to really pursue your goals, that kind of thing, because we got to have some good news. We got to add some more good here on the heels of Utah declaring the emergency and the mask mandate, etc. And, of course, the challenges by the administration to the results of the election and the floodwaters that are hitting some Floridians thanks to Ada. That's right, yeah, in that Greek alphabet. It could have been worse, though, folks, when you think of Florida and you think of some of the horrible tropical storms that have become hurricanes. Let's go to Grim, who's listening to us in another great state, the great state of Mississippi. Grim, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay, but sounds like the rest of the country is just getting screwed. But, hey, they can't do anything but look in the mirror, if you ask me. I'm still puzzled as to how a criminal was able to even campaign for presidency. You know, I mean, he embezzled more money than you and I will ever see. But that's beside the point. Now, as far as the coronavirus goes, Kate, that's sadness. And their cure, Pfizer's cure. I'll wait till about 400,000 guinea pigs get done taking it before I take it.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be fearful of taking it, and we'll see what we learn about the vaccine itself and more specifics on the findings. So, but I'm the opposite. I am optimistic. I have to say I am, because I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I agree with you. You have to be cautious. So let's see.
Well, that's just my norm. You know, I'll wait. I haven't actually, until I had this problem, what they call cellulitis, you know, or blood poisoning.
Yeah.
Until I had this problem and been in the hospital, I haven't had, because they asked me, I haven't had a flu shot in over 25 years.
Wow.
Didn't even have a tet. Most all my shots were in the military before I got out. And that was back in 84. So
right.
I hadn't had anything. And I've been, you know, just living a good, clean, wholesome life. I've been okay. But nowadays, the way things are going, I've heard so much. It's just so disappointing. But I think the key thing that's going to really hit the fan if Biden and Harris get in office and they set up their own cabinet is if they shut down the embassy in Israel. I think that's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back in this country. I really do.
You know, and it's interesting. So you think they'll do that? You think that there's the leaning to do that? Because I've heard the opposite, probably for the reason that you just said, is the fear of what would the repercussions of that be.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. If they do, I seriously believe that will be the, you know, straw that breaks the back. Because it just opens up all the Middle East and terrorists to our country, for one thing. Shows weakness, real weakness on our part. And shows that we won't support Israel. We just got to wait and see what happens. I don't think it's all going to be doom and gloom like everybody else. I mean, we survived Obama.
I don't think it's going to be doom and gloom. If let's see what happens with the cabinet. Let's see if there is more of a reach of balance. Who knows? I mean, maybe that will be the follow through. Because you got to remember one thing about Biden is he definitely did have Republican friends, that they might have disagreed on some things, but there was compromise on others. But it has to be the big issues, and what are the issues that are facing all of us in the U.S. and of course the economy, the crippling effect of the coronavirus, all of that, and then as you mentioned, what happens with world issues, what happens with relationships, and certainly we can't be viewed as weaker. That can't happen. That's why the United States was built up to be the world power that it is in the first place, because people that needed us, that needed that safety net, we were the safety net. We were the cop of the world, and we don't necessarily want that to go away. Grim, we don't want that to go away at all. Grim, thanks so much for the call. For any of you who have thoughts that are similar to Grim's or very different from his, remember, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. That's what this show welcomes. It's about the conversation, so you can send me your thoughts at kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're talking about the numbers next and some of the fallout from the election.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. It happened on Twitter. The president announced that he was hiring Christopher C. Miller, in a sense hiring, the highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will be acting Secretary of Defense. Whoops, what does that mean? He says, Chris will do a great job. Mark Esper has been terminated. I would like to thank him for his service. So Esper was fired over Twitter. Miller, here's your number. Previously spent 31 years in the U.S. Army, was sworn in as director of the National Counterterrorism Center in August. Before that, he was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Ops and Combating Terrorism. He was responsible for overseeing the employment of special op forces in counterterrorism, as well as personal recovery and hostage issues. Oof, what a resume, huh? Esper was dumped, like I said. It was tweeted out, just what I read to you. I would like to thank him for his service. So he's replaced by Chris Miller. I don't think he handled it very well. I think he was shocked, or maybe not. Maybe he knew this was going to happen. This is, you know, 5 months after the two had a very public break over how to handle civil unrest in our cities. And so you knew that it had to be a thin line for him. It just happened. So he says that he was not a yes man. And perhaps that is the problem. So with defense, we certainly have gone through lots of different peoples. And over Twitter might have been, I guess, the jar
thing. Miller knew that he was most likely in. I mean, there you go. All right, we jump to the other fallout. Of course, the election not conceded at this point. All kinds of conversations about legal challenges and looking at election lawsuits that could stretch perhaps a month or more. The president's fight against the November election results could last that long, could be even maybe even a little bit longer if you think of how many states that we're talking about. Inconsolable. Giving in to conceding, but his team has assembled recounts people in key battleground states, and they plan to show evidence of Democrats using dead people to steal electoral college votes. They say that's what they're using. That's their evidence. He's planning campaign-type rallies in several locations in hopes of boosting support for his legal fight. And there are some news outlets that have yet to call the race for Biden because of the legal battles in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. Over the weekend, once the areas outside of Philadelphia pushed Pennsylvania over the top electoral college-wise, and the 270 being supposedly the magic number, it was the magic number, Biden took to the stage, talked about being elected and thanking the American people. So there is scorched earth here. There is no question about it. There's at least 5-6 lawsuits. There's your number. And a couple of months, there's another number. And there is yet to be that transition of power that's on the books. So that hasn't come to fruition yet because there is no concession. So even though mainstream news organizations called the election for Biden on Saturday, and if you do the numbers from the other states, but again, the challenges would fall into that, it would be over 270, but with the president not conceding, saying there are irregularities in several states, and the legal teams filing lawsuits now, I just got a text, 5 states, somewhere the vote counting is continuing, it's kind of a bat in the hatches, because the GSA, responsible for the transition, the General Service Administration, they don't have it. They don't have the so-called marching orders, I guess, is what they normally do. When it becomes that clear who won the election, then that transition team kicks in, and then they start to work through all the things that you have to work through. But that has not happened at this point. So wait and see, but that's going to be... they're going to play a factor in making any kind of announcements, and they have not made any kind of announcements, and they say they cannot make those announcements. Then there's this story, and this would be another very big number, that there is a rumor that should the legal challenges not hold up, the president will run for president again in 2024. Does that seem like that would reasonably happen to you? When you think of his age and you think of after being in the White House for the 4 years, and then if he's out the next 4, which the votes, I say the votes show that it's Biden, like it or not, despite all these challenges, let's see if there's hardcore evidence, then would he really come back for 2024? Would he seriously, supposedly that's it. That's it, that he absolutely has told some people that he will stay in politics. But I think staying in politics is one thing, meaning running for the office again in 2024 to me seems so unlikely. Excuse me, because again, why go there after having already been there? That's why, excuse me, it seems so unlikely. I mean, so unlikely. I can't not get out of numbers and not once again mention that we have that Pfizer story where they're saying 90% effective. And in wake of that, imagine if this, with the hopes of the vaccine, what that could possibly do to the stimulus, that maybe the stimulus, because there may be people, the thought is, that's sort of the conversation, that there may be a possible limited stimulus bill before the end of 2020. Maybe, in the wake of this encouraging information. So what does that mean, a smaller bill? Well, you have the U.S. jobless rate fell a percentage point to 6.9% in October. And if the news is better and they're trying to target pandemic relief, it could move forward, perhaps, and it would just be less. Because there still are people, lots of people, that are suffering economically. Senate Republicans have supported a $500 billion virus package without the $1,200 stimulus check for individuals or aid to states and local governments. And they're looking for a bipartisan solution. And what is that number? And what does that number look like that can get through? Have you noticed that the price of gas is down? The national average for a gallon of regular gas is $2.11. Boy, in my neck of the woods, I've seen it for a lot less than that. Regular gas I saw today at $1.68. So I guess it just depends, but this time of year from last year, 28 cents is the average, 28 cents less than what we saw before, again, this time last year. So interesting, because I'm wondering what it's going to look like over the holidays if people are going to drive places to celebrate or not, because of the warning of families getting together, depending on the families, how many, you know, the whole thing. All right, this is interesting. A cold front kind of broke out in Los Angeles. You know, they're celebrating the chill because of how hot it's been. They've had 172 days without measurable precipitation, according to the National Weather Service. It is tied for seventh longest in recording history since it's been recorded. And they're happy to get cooler weather where it's in the low 70s, right? Oh, thank you, Canada, because that's where the storm front came from. Rain, snow, strong winds, and cold temperatures. And they're tired of the warm weather. Imagine that, tired of sunny California. I don't understand it. Speaking of sunny, Jeremy McNally comes up next, and he's got some sunny information giving you the motivation to push yourself further in life. He unlocks it next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding potentially that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. You can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is out. President Trump announced the move Monday on Twitter, saying that the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Christopher Miller, would be taking over as acting secretary. Esper became the Secretary of Defense in July 2019 after previously serving as the Secretary of the Army. Miller had been in charge of the National Counterterrorism Center since August after previously serving as a policy official with the National Security Council. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seizes boots. Val Dior has the answer from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Agriculture specialists with U.S. Customs and Border Patrol seized three pairs of boots and a belt that were crafted from sea turtles as well as a freshwater fish native to the Amazon River Basin. The apparel was found at a consignment shipping facility in Dallas and is a violation of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. CBP coordinated with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services before confiscating the apparel. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This time around on Author's Corner, Jeremy McNally joins us, and he's written a book called How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. Now, Jeremy, before we go any further in this interview, I have to ask you this question. Why did you name the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive?
Absolutely. And hi, Kate. Good morning. I wrote the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive because, well, I've spent years obtaining information from my own experiences and feedback from some of the most successful people in the world today with regard to, you know, what the recipe is for being able to transform any aspect of your life. You know, I wanted to pass this information that I've, you know, that's been tried, tested, and proven to my son, Aiden McNally, and anyone else that chooses to read my book.
Yeah, so having said that, give us a little bit of the meat of it. Tell us, you know, the gist of the book. I understand the overall, which is fantastic, and the name of your book is incredible because it tells us exactly where you're taking us. But give us more kind of a synopsis on the book.
Yeah, sure. Well, most people, you know, they have a sense of what they really want to be in life and where they really want to be in life. Yet 90% of, you know, 90%, you know, a pretty rough number, but, you know, 90% of those same people, they fall far short of actually getting there. You know, so many people today, they feel like their life circumstances force them to settle for a lot less than what they truly want and need. So they just float through life and fall into this black hole that seems, you know, so difficult to get out of or even get past. You know, going to work, coming home, and spending the little time you have left with the family or binge watching Netflix. You know, floating through life is really defined as normal in our society. You know, people tell themselves that by next year they'll be in a much better place, yet 5 years goes by, then another five, and you aren't really a whole lot closer to a better life for yourself and your family than you were when you started. I mean, in fact, it might even be worse. Excessive bills, deeper responsibilities on a track you never really wanted to go down in the first place. So my book really drives home that things don't need to be that way at all. It just takes knowing and believing that, right? If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to school to get the skills to do it. If you want to be a professor, you need the skills to be one. If you want to be able to, you know, drastically transform aspects of your life, you need the skills to do it. And it's literally a science. It's fortunately, it's just, you know, these skills are easy to learn and put into practice. And my book not only gives the specific skill set step by step, it helps you take action too.
Ooh, I like that you give us the skill, and so you tell us the skill, but then you tell us the how to. So you can't tease us like that. And we're speaking to Jeremy McNally about his book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You have to give us one thing right now before anyone can run and pick up your book that they can do to unlock some of the things that are weighing them down.
You know what? I will get there in one second, actually, because there is one little secret I do want everybody to leave this interview with. And, you know, see, my book lays the groundwork for readers to transform their life for the better. You know, however, you can learn everything I teach, but more than anything, you need to have the right mindset, you know, a growth mindset. In fact, you know, that's why I named the book what I did. You know, a core part of what I teach focuses on helping you understand your current mindset while at the same time showing you how to lay the first brick, right? So motivation and inner drive are completely different. You know, motivation is excitement. Motivation is what you feel when you're packing your bags for a vacation to Disney World, setting your alarm for 3 a.m. with a smile on your face to make your flight for 6, right? Motivation is that feeling of wanting to do something. But inner drive, hence the name of my book, goes so much deeper than that. It's giving your motivation a direction, like channeling anger to do good. You're channeling your motivation to reach a destination. So it's passion. It's passion for a specific destination, to sum that up. You know, this passion, it won't let you concede or give up. You just simply know you have to reach that destination, and you'll do whatever you have to get there, ethically, of course. But that still isn't enough, right? Passion and drive isn't the full recipe. The things that are missing are filling the gaps between what's driving you and the destination you're just excited to get to. So you have to thoroughly plan the roads you're taking to get there, to achieve great things, to achieve your dreams. You know, it has to be done with measurable goals, you know, that once met measurably inch you closer to your destination, or your destiny, if you will. So
I like that. Measurable goals. I'm scribbling that down because you're absolutely right, and it's not said enough. Not enough people talk about that.
Right. So you said to give you one secret, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to give you one secret from my book that you could leave the interview with today, I would say, you know, it's the power of your thoughts, right? You know, that your thoughts are so much more powerful than you might think. You know, thoughts are a part of life. Your brain's constantly taking in information from all of the sensors in your body. It processes it, interprets it, everything it senses, good and bad. And some say, you know, that we're the sum of what we think about. You know, that's somewhat of a controversial statement, I'm sure. But, you know, I believe this is the most true and powerful thing about all of us. You know, if all of our experiences, our perceptions and memories, physical and emotional, are what made us who we are, why wouldn't we be able to harness this for our own good, even the greater good, right? So the way you think, it's like, you know, how you think on a per situation basis determines the reality that you live. You know, your thoughts create the reality, which is your life. You know, the more positive you think, the more positive you attract, and vice versa. You know, if you actively practice thinking more positively about whatever it is you want, even if it seems so far out, you know, you'd be surprised at the results, especially if you couple it with the other teachings in my book.
All right. So I like that. So, you know, just try to hone in on that. And then again, grab Jeremy's book, and then you can fill out the rest of it with these proven techniques. And it really is a life guide that shows you how to use your inner drive to transform, and that's the key word, to transform any of these aspects of your life and really achieve that success. I call it, Jeremy, when you have people don't dream big enough. I wrote a book, Deal Your Own Destiny, which is like perfect with your book. It's kind of dovetails. It's the same thing. And people don't dream big enough sometimes, so they just make it so small. But if you said it, if you just
think bigger and then you have those goals, measurable goals, boy, you'd be surprised at what you could achieve. And I think it's worth mentioning, you did great research on this because you really kind of, for lack of a better way to describe this, picked the brains of some pretty powerful people, didn't you?
I did, definitely. And I want to give you an example, you know, the basis around really why I'm teaching this and why, you know, it's important to people, right? It's a small little story that might strike a chord, right? I was talking to this guy, he must have been in his early 50s, and, you know, we were sitting in his kitchen eating, you know, cheese and crackers, of course, talking about life, right? His father passed away about a year or so before, you know, we started talking about this in his kitchen. And his mother, of course, was a survivor. You know, they were a couple years apart, late 70s. Now, his entire life, his parents had been there for him through thick and thin, right? They were there to support him no matter what, really. Now, with his mother being the surviving spouse, he was faced with a pretty harsh reality check. You know, his mom needed him now more than anything in the world. She's older. She's alone. And of course, he wanted to be there for her, but couldn't be there for her the way she needed him to be. The tragedy in this is that he just couldn't be. You know, to sum this up, she ended up in an elderly home. She sees her son maybe once or twice a week, but you know, with planning better, starting at an earlier stage in life. And don't get me wrong, it's never too late to start ever. But you know, planning better can avoid situations like this. And to end that story on a positive note, I did take the time to help this guy and show him how to transform his life. And today he's doing what he loves, making good money, purchased a big house for him and his family, got his mom out of the home. You know, he had the drive. He just needed the skills to get from point A to point B. And that's all it is, skills and drive.
Oh, I like that because so often you don't hear that other part. You need the skills, but with the skills and the drive, and that's great because that's a tremendous transformational story of where he was to where he is now by following that along. And I think we've peppered this throughout this conversation, but it's absolutely worth driving this back again. What do you hope people listening to this conversation we're having and the people who read your book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the groundwork for transforming any aspect of their life. You know, I hope my book shows them how to find their inner drive, what's going to drive them, what's their true passion in life. And with that, with knowing that why, the answer to your why, you know, by knowing that, I want them to take the skills that I teach and put it to action and get somewhere, transform their life for the better and achieve the dreams that they've really wanted from the get-go, that they felt that they had to settle for before knowing what I'm teaching.
Yeah. And it's worth mentioning this too. You said it. It doesn't matter. It's never too late. Not really. Because there's always a way that you can go back and look at what you could do if you have. And you said it. And this is a key word for me too, for people listening. They know this growth mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the key. All right, this book is terrific because, again, you've got the skills and the how to do it. So both are in this book, not just, okay, here's what you can do. It's this is the ways to do it. And that's what I love about this. It's an actual, I'll call it the map. It is what the title of the book is, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You can get it on Amazon. Jeremy McNally, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah.
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Netflix is doing everything it can to get an avalanche of cancellations. There's a hashtag that's flying around that says cancel Netflix. And why is that? It's because of Cuties. And what is Cuties? Well, Cuties has a scene in it that really sexualizes children. 11-year-old girls, we're talking about, who are twerking, who are dancing. And it sparked an avalanche of controversy due to even the posters that are being used by Netflix to promote the movie Cutie. So there is a big call for a boycott of Netflix. Joining us now is Andy Berger, JD, a founder of Voices Against Trafficking. We've had her on before to talk about human trafficking and what's happening and how sad it is across the nation. And she's done some wonderful work in helping so many people. Andy, when you first heard about Cuties, what was your reaction?
It was absolutely revolting, Kate. I just have to tell you that it made not only myself sick, but my husband, to think that anyone would pose and manipulate young girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, in a movie such as this. I have to wonder what the parents were thinking, you know, and what the people that were involved were thinking. But clearly, you know, money and influence are the motivating goals of Netflix in this one.
Yeah, do you think they can do anything to help their image with this? I mean, what could they do to clean up what has truly become a mess with it?
Well, that's a big question, but the first thing would be to take the movie off completely. But really, I don't know if they can come back from this because now people are going to be watching them. They've lost, I think the numbers were upwards of 700,000 subscriptions and growing. So people are upset. People who have not only their own daughters, but, I mean, basically, it's child porn when you think about it. If anybody else had that on their home computer and were found out, they'd be arrested. So why is Netflix getting away with it?
Yeah, and I mean, this has been something you've worked your whole life in fighting against this, and you're doing everything you can to call to action anything to end human trafficking. I mean, certainly. And you're a survivor of abuse. You know what this is like. And how damaging is this to show this and plant that out there into our society?
At this point, since we don't know how many viewers, it's going to be hard to tell how many more pedophiles, how many more traffickers we're going to get out of this, because this movie whets the appetite of people with depraved nature and with the goal to sell children, which happens in this country, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, doesn't make it untrue. And we know that every 40 seconds in this country, Kate, a child is abducted, and out of those who are abducted, at least one will be taken into child trafficking. That's over 60,000 kids in this country, conservatively. So now you add this, because the audience is not children. The audience is who? The audience is adults to watch this movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for people listening, living, for me, our satellite facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we just had a huge story about two guys who were trying to pull girls off the street. They were circling around a high school, and they were trying to offer rides, and that's exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to kidnap some of these girls. So it happens in these suburban areas. I mean, I think that's what people don't understand, the disconnect. I mean, this isn't just happening in economically depraved areas. It's happening in your neighborhoods, believe it or not, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a few years back, before it became such a national issue, the profile was a white male, 35 to 45 years old, in a gated community with his own family as the main, you know, organizer, trafficker, you know, with his network of other traffickers. Now it's gone down. It's more like 25 to 35. But you're right. People who feel that, oh, and not in our neighborhood, or it's too good of a neighborhood, that's exactly the kind of neighborhood that this kind of thing can happen in. And one story is very quickly, we had a 16-year-old girl that was targeted at her high school, prep school, both parents professional, nice house. She had a younger sister. The predator targeted her from the parking lot of the high school, approached her, shoved a burner phone in her pocket and said, if you don't answer this, I will kill your family, starting with your little sister. So what is the 16-year-old going to do? She's terrified. Took 3 years before the parents figured out what was going on with her extracurricular activities, which they thought were school. Okay, because the predator actually showed up at the house when the little sister got home. The big sister comes home, sees this, and knows that he will kill her family.
Wow. Oh, that is so, so scary. How can people find you, Andy?
They can find me at voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com is launching an Add Your Voice campaign. Kate, we want to get a million people on our roster. They, when they go to that site, they just click join. They can email and say, add my voice, Jane Doe or John Doe. Because with a million voices, it's hard for anybody to not listen to the things that need to get done, whether it's legislative, whether it's education, whether it's mental health services, or, you know, more proactive prosecution of predators. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com has information, and they can also contact me through that site.
All right, Andy, as always, thank you so much for what you do and speaking out and being here on the show with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, so picking up on that thread, too, again, of what's happening with Netflix, if you have no idea, I mentioned it, Cuties is this movie, and a scene from the movie went viral, which is playing right into the hands of the creepy folks that are out there that are looking to do nefarious things, sadly, to children. And that's why I mentioned the trend on Twitter of the hashtag cancel Netflix. The movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls who form a twerking dance group. And it's sparked that controversy. Of course it has, because of the scene that went viral and because of that poster that is out there that was used by Netflix to promote the movie. So, you know, it shows the girls dancing in a definite sexualized manner for an audience of adults, and it's led to those calls for boycotts. And you think of it, I mean, critics are accusing Netflix of publishing, and I agree with him, softcore child pornography, and say the movie was even worse than previously expected. And think of pedophilia and playing into pedophilia. So if you look at that hashtag and you go anywhere, you know, and look at this up, look this up, you'll see it, where, you know, this needs to be taken off the air. It's just disappointing. To me, it's disappointing to the number of people that are defending it. I'm all for freedom of expression and arts and et cetera, but you're enabling pedophilia. If you see this, it really does, and it's scary. And because I've just seen this happen in my own area, and I can't imagine if you're the mother of a young girl and you're somewhere just trying to get them educated. And I know a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, but many are going back to school, and you have people circling these high schools and middle schools and elementary schools and looking to exploit young girls and the vulnerability there. Wow. Encouraging that, to me, is so outrageous. I mean, come on. You know that, right? You're out there and you have grown daughters, you have granddaughters, you have nieces, and this is just, it's just very, very sad. And I am a big fan of Netflix normally, and I am also adding my voice to being incredibly disappointed by this. And it's in telling a story, there are ways to tell a story, right? And in this is so explicit, seriously. The shots of these girls are unbelievable. So saying twerking is putting it mildly. I'm being nice. There's more than twerking that is happening here in what you're seeing. And this isn't a movie. I mean, this isn't a movie that's encouraging the opposite of what we want to see happen. I mean, you could say, and some people who are defending it are saying, well, it's a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. But I don't think so. I think that this is the opposite of that, that it is it's pushing it out there, especially why does the scene go viral. So add your voice to that list. I mean, who wants to see that? So let's clean it up, absolutely. And thank you for listening to this version of the show.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.